This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
But right now, we wanted to go to the BetQL guest hotline. The defense has been outstanding the last couple of weeks. Big reason why. They play on the interior of the defensive line. And on the BetQL guest hotline, bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app today. Visit BetQL.com. We're joined by a fella with the number two highest pressure total and hurry total on the Washington football team this year, Deron Payne, who's got 28 pressures and 20 hurries. Deron, what has been different for this defense over the last couple of weeks?
I feel like we've just been preparing good as a defense, well, as a whole team, really. Like just in practice, just playing the plays that we get and knowing what to do and how to do the things. And I feel like it's just been translating on game day.
Deron, explain to a novice like me the difference in roles for you and for John Allen. I see John's having such a great year, and I feel like you're having a great year too, but he's getting upfield an awful lot, wreaking some havoc in the backfield. Walk me through how your roles differ there on that defensive line.
We got the same roles, just the way that John's rushing. He's rushing like a madman and shit, so he's getting the plays, and I'm trying to get that part into my game right now. But as far as it's really no difference. It's all the same goals, the same things every week. We always just try to get pressure on the quarterback.
Deron Payne on Grant and Danny. He had the sack on the final play to seal the win against Carolina. What do you remember pre-snap there? What'd you see, and what led to you being able to get home there and end that game?
And then I just know I had got the 1-on-1 block, and in my mind I was thinking I got a win. And then I seen Cam try to step up through the B gap, and James helped close the gap down a little bit, and we ended the game.
So you mentioned stepping up, Deron. Listen, you guys don't have Chase now. He got hurt on that freak play, which you just hate to see. Montez Sweat's been out. He's going to be out for a few more weeks. A couple young guys have kind of stepped in, but right there in the middle, you two stalwarts, and really Matt Ioannidis and Tim Settle too, you guys have had to step up. What kind of discussions have you guys had about that? What have you said to those youngsters trying to fill some big shoes?
I mean, in the middle, I feel like we had to step up. Because we still got confidence in our guys that we put out there. And I know they are all capable of rushing and winning their 1-on-1s and playing good football. So this is just next man up mentality, and we're just trying to get out there.
Deron, next up, as far as games go, is Seattle, Monday Night Football, right after the holiday. What's the vibe on a Monday ahead of Monday Night Football? Is there any added juice to it because everyone's watching and it's on primetime, or do you view it as another game?
Nah, definitely. Monday night is definitely one of those games that you get juiced up for. So I know me and the guys, we will be excited and ready to go out there and play on Monday.
So it was no secret. There's a lot of guys that used to work in Carolina that now work up here in Washington, including the head coach, Ron Rivera. I know that was, you know, it's an NFC game. It's important for you guys to win them all, obviously. But there was a special backdrop, I think, for that game. Just tell us what that was like kind of leading up to it, and how happy were you for Ron Rivera and all the former Carolina employees?
I mean, leading up to it, coach just kept it like a regular game. He said, you know, he just wanted us to handle football. He handled all the exciting stuff that came around the game. I feel like we did that. So it was just exciting to go out there and get the win. And especially, like, coming back home for Coach Rivera, I know that meant a lot for him. So you got it done.
Duran, have you guys started looking at, after back-to-back wins, the fact that you are kind of back in the mix for a playoff spot? Is that something that's on your mind at all as you try to continue this run?
It's in the back of my head, but I'm just trying to hoping that we just keep playing good football and put together some more wins, and then we'll, at the end of the year, we can just look up and
play a
couple good games.
Sorry, but I didn't mean to cut you off there. What's the difference when you guys are playing well, because you've played, I think, your best couple of games on defense here these last couple of weeks, versus early in the season, maybe when it wasn't going as well for you guys? What's the difference that you can see?
Just like I was saying earlier, the preparation for it. I feel like we're just more prepared, and we're just going into the game with better awareness of what's going on and like the type of plays we're going to get.
Did last year's run, which came out of nowhere at that time, does it in any way help or affect how you view things this year? Because you guys did this recently as it pertains to trying to turn your season around and stringing together some W's.
It just makes me feel like we just keep, like last year we keep our head down and just stay focused on a goal, and things just start coming together. So I feel like if we just keep on grinding, keep on chopping the wood, things probably work out for us.
In practice over the last handful of weeks and maybe more, what have you seen from Taylor Heinicke? I feel like he's coming into his own a little bit, and the offense has played better the last couple of weeks. Has he been more difficult to deal with come practice time?
We usually go up against the scout team, but I see him out there balling during practice, and he's definitely doing better these last couple of weeks. But he's a baller. I know he's going to give us his all every game.
Is that what you guys seem to like so much about him, when you say he's a baller? Like, all the players seem to really enjoy Taylor Heinicke. Why is that?
Yeah, he's just electric. He makes plays, and it's like, you never just feel like down with him at the quarterback position. We know he's going to give us his all.
What's been different about having Landon Collins much closer to you guys there on defense? Like, he's almost kind of – he's pretty much a linebacker now at this point. He's playing close to the ball, feels like he's playing pretty well. What have you noticed different?
I can hear him now, closer, talking to tell us little things, and trying to see where we fit at. So he's like, it's cool because he's pretty. He's a real smart guy, and he just tell me different things that I could use to better my game and to make us a better defense. So it's cool having him up there close to the line.
Daron Payne on Grant and Danny here on the Fan. We'll let you out on this, an opportunity maybe to just address and talk to the fan base before you guys come home for a massive home game at FedEx Field on Monday night against Seattle. What do you want to say to the fans as they get ready to hopefully get out to FedEx Field a few days from now?
I'm just excited for Monday night, and I hope everybody gets a chance to come out and help us rally and get this third win.
Daron, thank you, buddy. Last couple weeks have been awesome, dude. Keep it up.
Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.